This episode of the Lou Rockwell Show is sponsored by...
How would the transition to a free society happen? Libertarian media? Lawsuits against the state? How about libertarians elected in increasing numbers, even to the state legislature? All of these things have already happened in New Hampshire. Find out more at freestateproject.org.
This is the Lou Rockwell Show.
Yesterday morning, I was on the Mark and Jim show in Monterey, California, talking about the Obama stimulus, which, of course, is only a stimulus to depression. And I thought you might like to hear the show.
It's the Mark and Jim Show on 1460 KION, more stimulating talk radio.
6:34. That's the time. Coming up, we'll have the story of the Guantanamo prisoners. Are there going to be any in our backyard? I mean, you know, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein want them to be released, so it makes sense that, sure, well, if you think they should be released, then maybe we should have them in your backyard. Details coming up in the next few minutes.
Well, what's the difference between those people and the people that you see out on the streets in San Francisco? Not much.
Well,
so just release them in San Francisco.
True. One are minor terrorists who terrorize your wallet by asking for money every 5 seconds. The others tried to blow up America. So... Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a difference, but not much.
Yeah, I'm still more scared of the terrorists in government than the ones that are outside the government. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, stocks dove yesterday, almost 400 points.
Thank you, Mr. Geithner.
And Obama's saying, hey, if the bailout doesn't work, I'm done.
Good. That's excellent.
No, that's not good, because we got to deal with this for 3 more years if it doesn't work.
Oh, you mean he won't just leave town?
No, like he's not. You think he's going to quit?
You mean like in 6 months, if there's no movement in the economy in a positive direction, Obama will resign his office and go away?
No, he's got that new limo and the 747, the Air Force One. He's going to live that up as long as he can.
All right.
And by the way, in a symbolic gesture the other day, Barack Obama was on Air Force One and decided to nosedive 20,000 feet to the earth and said, I'm just kidding, right about 10,000 feet.
Darn. And you give me such hope. And then,
I know. And then it's dashed on the rocks of humility. I understand.
24 before the hour, we're joined right now by Lou Rockwell, who is the publisher of the website lourockwell.com and also president of the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama. That's Mises.org on the World Wide Web. Lou, thank you for joining us on the Mark and Jim Show this morning.
Gosh, it's great to be with you.
Appreciate that. And Lou, we had a chance to take a look at a piece that you wrote for your website, Obama's Wealth Destruction, and it really seems to be that. And the other day, the president told us that this was not your ordinary run-of-the-mill recession, warning that we could end up like Japan. Well, what's your opinion of his economic forecasting?
I think we'll be lucky to end up like Japan. Oh, I mean, it's true that Japan had a very long, deep recession, but... There's something else about Japan that's not true about the United States. The Japanese people are savers. So they've always saved a lot of their money. They haven't been spendthrift with it. And that gave them a solid base so that the recession never went down too far. Of course, in our country, we've had typically negative savings rates or zero savings rates. And we've been true Keynesians here. We're acting just like John Maynard Keynes would like us to do. And that's a very, very bad thing.
You're talking about spending a lot.
Spending. I mean, you know, if you put the and this is Obama's advice, it was Bush's advice, it's all the economists, Paul Krugman and all the economists connected to the regime's advice and the media's advice, except for good guys like you, that people should and that we as a country should borrow every dime we can, spend every dime we can. Now, of course, they don't want us to do this, but they want the government to do it. Print every dime they can and spend it. So it's... And as we know, as individuals, if we were in economic trouble, that would be insane. And by the way, it's also insane for us to do that as a country. So Keynesianism is literally an insane school of economics, and yet it seems to be in total control in Washington.
Right, that is really unfortunate. You know, we have some audio that we wanted to share with you from, one from the president and one from Charles Schumer. And, Lou, in talking to our listeners and just reading what, you know, the average American thinks about this stimulus package, people are concerned about pork. I mean, they're concerned about the big-ticket spending in there, and they're also concerned about pork. And I don't know if you heard this yesterday, but Charles Schumer, he doesn't believe anybody cares about the pork. Let's play that.
Oh, geez, it's loading right now.
It is? Okay, yeah. We'll have to get that in a second.
You heard the audio, obviously, of Chuck Schumer saying, you know, Americans don't care about the pork in this bill. They don't care. You've obviously heard that soundbite.
Yeah, you know, I think Chuck Schumer is a great rule of thumb for everybody. Always believe the opposite of what he says. So of course he's full of baloney. Of course, Americans do care about it. We do know. You know, I think the polls are right, and certainly the people I talk to, there's not the unanimity that there was about the TARP bailout, but most Americans think this is just a chance for them to live it up in Washington, reward themselves, reward their friends. I noticed that there was speculation about why these heroic, allegedly heroic three Republicans would have gone along with this in the Senate. I don't want to hurt anybody's civics class illusions, but what do you want to bet me that those three senators are getting some vast projects for them personally or for their supporters personally in that gigantic bill?
Mm-hmm. There's always a payoff.
Not that they're doing this because they think it's public service. They're doing it because it's a ripoff for them and their pals, like everybody else in Washington.
It's like anything else, Lou. You always have to follow the money. It always leads you to the answer. It really does. Mm. Here is an audio soundbite from Obama saying that, look, if I don't do a good enough job, well, you can just fire me in 4 years.
That's great. That's he sounds about as articulate as George W.
I won't lie to you. If it turns out that a few years from now, people don't feel like the economy's turned around, that we're still having problems, that folks are still unemployed, that our healthcare system's not more efficient, then you guys won't applaud me next time I come down here. You know, there may be a couple of diehard Obama folks out here, but... You know, so, I mean, I expect to be judged by results. And there's no... I'm not going to make any excuses. If stuff hasn't worked and people don't feel like I've led the country in the right direction, then you'll have a new president.
Well, Lou, it sounds like he's predicting a one-term presidency.
my guess is he is going to be a one-term president. But that's a promise is about on the level with his promise that any bill that he was proposing and that was going to be voted on by Congress would be up online and in final form for a minimum of 5 days for everybody to look at it before they voted on it. Well, you know what? They didn't do that with the stimulus bill. He somehow forgot that promise.
You mean
so
you
I would
lied?
Say that Mr. Obama, just like the rest of them, is, you know, they make promises after promises after promises. And once in a while, they keep one by mistake.
Yeah. By the way, Obama had said that this recession has left the nation so weak that only the federal government can jolt our economy back to life.
Jeez.
I love all these analogies, you know, because there's absolutely no intelligent economic theory behind these ideas, that somehow the economy is, you know, we've had a heart attack and the government's got the electric paddles and they're going to shock us back to life, or like the economy is a car and it's stalled, the battery's dead, and only the government can get behind the car. You know, this is all just crazy. This is all just crazy baloney. And by the way, the government has no resources. The government has nothing except what it takes from the American people. So if they are spending another $800 trillion will be next year, another $800 billion that they don't have, that money is coming out of the hides of the American people, either in taxes and borrowing or in inflation, and it's hurting the people who are the productive people for the benefit of the government and the other parasites very, very bad.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Does civil disobedience really get you excited? Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, move to New Hampshire, get involved with the next wave of liberty activism, and be the next Rosa Parks. The Free State Project is your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. freestateproject.org.
Yeah, we're talking with Lou Rockwell. His new op-ed piece that you can... Where can you find that, Mark? Again?
LouRockwell.com World Wide Web, yeah.
So, Lou, that quote that Mark just gave from Obama just a few minutes ago saying that the government is the only institution left that can jolt the economy back into health. I'm just kind of wondering, I'm going through my Rolodex of memory going, what has the government done well in the private side or in business? The post office? No. DMV? No. Healthcare? Oh, God. Jeez. I can't think of any institution or arm of government that has been successful in running its business much like the private side. There's just no comparison. And on to that, I have to say this. During the Great Depression, it wasn't the government that brought us out of that depression. It was the private side. 85 to 90% of the economy was driven by private side coming out of the Depression?
Oh, sure. We weren't. We actually did not recover from the Depression until 1946.
Right.
So it was 17 years that's how long it took us to get out of that. And now we're building on a government that's far bigger, far more intrusive, and we're the private economy is shackled in a way that it wasn't in the 1930s, as bad as Roosevelt was. So now, I mean, Mr. Obama is like the Roosevelt times two, and the federal government is Roosevelt times 100. And so who knows how long this can take. What they're doing, it's as if they sat around and asked themselves, what can we do to make this economic downturn a Great Depression and make it last for a long time? Hey, I know, let's have a stimulus package. Let's have more government regulation. Let's take over what's left of private health care. Let's invade Afghanistan more and bomb Pakistan or whatever, all their other things they're doing. These are not economically prosperous producing things. What they need to do is cut back. Of course, they don't want to hear this in Washington. The only thing the government can do to help the people is shrink. Cut spending, cut taxes, cut regulations, all take a vacation to the Bahamas, the whole federal government. If you go to the Bahamas, we'd be much better off paying them to live in the Bahamas for, say, a year. And then we could get out of this thing. Send the Federal Reserve there, too, of course. It's actually the Federal Reserve that brought about this bust and is deepening this bust by the unbelievable creation of money. Trillions and much more money is being printed up, by the way, than is being spent officially in Washington. Many, many trillions of dollars, perhaps as much as $8 or $10 trillion. We'd very difficult to get the figures out of that secretive bunch at the Fed.
That's what
we're doing. So doing everything wrong.
Yeah. Lou, I've got two last questions for you, but they can be tied together. Obama correctly blames the Republicans for doubling the national debt during the Bush years. And I know you have a low opinion of George W. Bush. So, number one, how much of the blame of what's going on now can we place on the Bush administration? And does Obama's first month in office indicate he'll end up being a worse president?
The answer is all of it and yes. it was the monetary expansion that took place after 9/11 that Mr. Bush and Mr. Greenspan engaged in that created the biggest bubble in the history of the world and now the biggest bust in the history of the world. It's not only in America, but all over the Western world and Asia, too. So this is very, very destructive. Bush the Destroyer, Greenspan the Destroyer. That's how I could suggest that for their official titles. So, yes, Obama is not responsible for this, although the Democrats went along with it. So the Democratic Party is just responsible. But Obama's not responsible. But looks like he's going to be worse than Bush.
Yeah, and I think he'll be like Jimmy Carter, a one-term president. At least I'm hoping that. Lou, thank you very much for joining us on the Mark and Jim Show this morning. And as always, we recommend our listeners check out your website, lourockwell.com.
Guys, it's an honor, and thank you.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show. Produced by LouRockwell.com, the best-read libertarian website in the world. Thanks for listening.